Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Amen. Resume your seat in heavenly places. It is good to see you this day. Amen. The 20th day of November 2022. Amen. I believe that your Christmas is going to be the best so far. Oh, this Christmas, you wear the most expensive dress. You are not clapping your hands to God. Amen. And this is our month of engaging tokens. And the first Sunday of this month, we look at the fire dimension of God, the fire initiation. Last week, we looked at the mystery of salt. Amen. How many of you were here last Sunday? All right. This morning, we are looking at the token of oil. How many of you have brought your bottles of oils? All right. Amen. First Samuel chapter 16. Verse 1, and then we will read verse 13. Praise be to God. First Samuel chapter 16, verse number 1, and then we will read verse 13. The Bible says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." I take it again. You know, the God that we serve, he rejects and he accepts. You are the one that God will accept. Yeah. I tell you, verse 1 says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." Verse number 13. Praise be to God. The Bible said, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." The oil coming upon you this morning will bring the Spirit of God on your life afresh. I say you see dimensions of the spiritual like never before. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Praise be to God. I'm talking to you on the theme, the token of oil. Amen. You know, many people have preached, and we've heard a lot of preachings on the anointing oil. Amen. But for the purpose of what we are doing in this month, I'm going to zero in on certain facts that will be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. It is important to note that the place of the anointing in the life of a believer cannot be replaced or substituted with any other thing. The place of the anointing in your life cannot be replaced by any other thing. It is so important that you take note of this fact. This is because the anointing is God's approval and God's validation on the life of an individual for a specific assignment. The anointing is God's what? Approval, or is God's validation upon the life of an individual for a specific assignment. Anyone who claims to be doing the work of God and the person is not anointed by God, that person is not telling the truth. Because if you work for God, his anointing will come upon your life as his approval of you. Are you still there? Ask your neighbor, are you anointed by God? Ask the neighbor very well and demand an answer. Neighbor, are you really anointed? Are you sure? Tell him, neighbor, if you are not anointed, don't worry, because God will anoint you in this service. It's a good place to clap your hands. God has called us into many fields of life. Whether God has called you to be an artisan, whether God has called you to be a preacher, a business mogul, an entertainer, he would definitely anoint you as his validation or confirmation on your life. The only certificate or proof that you are for the use of God is the fact that God has anointed you. As I preach God's word, it is my prayer that fresh oil will come upon your life. Not everybody is doing the work of God in life. Many people are doing their personal things. They are not working for God. There are some people, they are working for the devil. And there are some people, they are working for God. And if you work for God, you will need his anointing upon your life. How I pray that God will anoint you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you that the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon your life. Oh, I say when you shout amen, it will come upon you. Now let's go deeper. The anointing is the secret behind all lasting works of men. The anointing is the secret behind all lasting works of men. There are people who can do things today, and tomorrow you'll be looking for their works, and the works are gone. The thing that grants longevity is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is no other secret in God than the anointing. There is no secret anywhere than the anointing. If there is anything we have achieved as a people, as a church, if there is anything we will be achieving, it's because God has given us his anointing. Shout, I am anointed. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 33, the Bible spoke about a parable Jesus gave. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus speaking said, the kingdom of heaven is like a yeast. Hello? Some of you don't know yeast. Yeast is put into flour to make the flour to rise. You know, when bread is being prepared, there are lots of ingredients that is used. Flour is used. What else is used? Margarine is used. What else? Some of you, is the bread you are interested in? you are not interested in anything apart from the bread. Margarine, water, flour, salt, sugar, butter. Someone said butter. And then yeast. Yeast is put into bread for many good reasons. And Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God on earth, it's like yeast that you put in the dough. What does it do? It is the reason. No, yeast is a raising agent. It is the reason the bread will raise when you put it in the oven. Yeast gives delicious aromatic smell. The reason the bread smells good is because of the yeast. So when you are anointed, you give off a certain smell. And that smell is the smell of favor. Are you hearing me? The reason you increase in value in life is the anointing. The reason you give up the smell of favor is the anointing. And the yeast contributes to the nutritional value of the bread. It gives carbohydrates and protein. He has low cholesterol and sodium. He adds strength to the dough. And so when you are anointed, what gives power to your life, strength to your life, is the anointing. So that when men say there is a casting down, you have many reasons to say there is a lifting up. Receive fresh anointing this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The secret behind who we are in God's kingdom and what we are doing, it's not because we fast more than other people. It's not because we are holier than other people. But it is because of the anointing of God resident on our lives. The reason a business will not die in this prophetic season is because God has released an anointing upon the business. I pray for you that in the hardship of life, may your career not die. I say, may your business not die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Behind the music that the choristers give us, PK Connect. Behind the preaching of God's word, behind the prayer we pray in this room, is the anointing of God that changes the story of people. Without the anointing, we are wasting our time. Without the anointing, there must not be an expectation of a turnaround. But I thank God that his anointing is upon your life. The first day you enter into this church and you love this church, it's not because the man of God is a great preacher. It's because you sense the anointing. Are you hearing me? You sense that no, God is in this place. How I pray for you that that anointing will be made manifest in your life, in your family, and everything that concerns you. Shout amen like thunder. The anointing is the secret to fulfilling destiny and obtaining greatness. In anything that you want to do, for you to succeed, you must know the secret that is behind that thing for it to work. You know, the scientists, when they were looking for the secret of the formation of a baby, they did a lot of research. They wanted to know why a baby forms or how it forms. So they researched to see if a man and a woman holding hands is what will bring the formation of a baby. They researched into that and realized that it is far from it. That when a man and a woman hold hands, does not mean that a baby will be formed. Then they tried to check if it was in a hug. They realized that when a man and a woman hug, no baby is formed. They wanted to go deeper. What about a kiss? The one on the cheek and the one on the lips. They check and realize that no, the formation of a baby does not come through a kiss. Then they discover that for a baby to be formed, the sperm of a man must fertilize the egg of a woman. I have swerved you. Amen. They realize that the sperm of a man must fertilize the egg of a woman. That is the secret behind the formation of a baby. So the other things that happen before that thing happens is not the secret. The main secret is what? When the sperm fertilizes the egg. So when they want to form a baby, sometimes they don't need the man there or the woman there. All they will need is the sperm and then the egg. Once they fertilize it, they can have a baby without you being there. Hallelujah. There are secrets to life. And the secret God has given to the church is not praying for long. It's not fasting. It's what? The anointing. It's what? It's what? Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The first sermon Jesus preached in his days on earth was about the anointing. Luke 4 verse 18. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. The gospel to the poor. In this scripture, you think that for a poor person to become rich is to give money to a poor person. But Jesus is saying no. For a poor person to change, you must give the poor person the gospel. Because poverty is not lack of money. Lack of knowledge. Amen. Let me share something with you that will blow your mind. I think even yesterday, we were at a funeral and we're discussing it. Some time ago, we're having church workers. I think we're working on the church premise at the old site. And we decided to buy kenke. So we sent one of our sisters and brothers to go and buy kenke. They went to the kenke seller, and it looks like they were going to buy all the kenke from the kenke seller. The kenke seller gave them a reply that they were shocked. The kenke seller said, she's not going to sell all the kenke to them. You say, why? So when she sells all the kenke, there will not be enough kenke to serve the other people that will be coming. I'm not talking about 1962. I'm talking about 21st century. The kenke sellers are not sell all the kenke. Because when you buy all, how can I serve the other people that will be coming? When we say stronghold of the mind, that's a picture, one of the pictures. She brought kenke to sell. She's used to waiting from morning to evening. Now that someone has come to buy the kenke in a moment, she's not used to it. He said, no. And I said, you can buy some, you can go to the other street and buy the rest. It's a stronghold of the mind. When they came back and they told her, we thought it's a lie. But it has happened here in Kwabena. Stronghold of the mind is a serious thing. It's a what? It's a serious. So that if poverty captures your mind, no matter the amount of money put into your hands, the money will finish and you'll be in debt. Put your right hand on your head. Say, every stronghold in my mind to keep me at one place by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I command it to break. Say, I enter my next level. In Jesus' name, clap your hands to the word of God. The anointing, people of God, reveals that God is with you. When you are anointed, that is a fact that God is with you. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. When you are anointed, it's a statement that God himself is with you. Amen. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. One thing that equips you to deliver those who are controlled by the forces of darkness is not English, but it is the anointing. Amen. The anointing is not given by a man, but it is given by God. You see, men can fool you to get oil on their heads, but the one who releases the real anointing is God. And I see that God is about to anoint you afresh. What is yours will not go to another person. In the mighty name of Jesus, in any area that God has called you, you will stand out in that area. Because of the anointing, you will stand out. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I believe in strategies. I believe in organizational prowess and all that. But before strategies came, there was the anointing. Are you here with me? I know people who know how to do what they know how to do best. There are some people, they don't drink some kind of water. They have their, how do you even call those kind of water? Purified water. Yeah, the sickness that takes them, they get strong. Are you there with me? You need the anointing. Amen. The anointing is necessary in your life to do good. Hear me, without the anointing, you cannot do good without strings attached. There are many people, when they do good, they have certain expectations. You see, the anointing is the only thing that will make you do good and walk away. Even when you do good, you don't want anyone to hear about it. But there are many people, they cannot do good. Their good is transactional. Their good is what? Transactional. Hey, so, you will not even thank me. For 2 weeks now that I have done this thing for you. He said, is it 2 weeks already? He said, yes. It was 17th of October. I remember. Because they are mindful of what they are doing. It is not from the spirit. Are you getting me? The good that comes without strings attached are from people who are genuinely anointed. Those are the people God will send into your life to help you without adding a sorrow to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, shout another amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the anointing is necessary for you to heal others from the oppression of Satan. Hear me carefully. You cannot save a man from the control of the kingdom of darkness unless you are anointed. Without the anointing, you will suffer casualties. There are people who help people and later they needed help. I'm telling you, there are people who try to talk to people who are depressed and they think that the depression has to do with it's a psychosomatic syndrome. Meanwhile, it is a demon behind it. After talking to the depressed person, they go home and they are crying. They don't know what has come upon them. Because the demon that they are trying to rescue the person from, the demon has followed them home. If you are not anointed, there are some things that you must not venture into. Because demons recognize anointing. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Who are you? Are you there with me? Demons are real. The power of God is real. Without the anointing, you don't stand a chance to help anybody. I know somebody that was praying for. The person has helped somebody to go to school. And the person started suffering attacks in his workplace. The business was no longer doing well. He didn't know that the person he helped, the demons came after him. There's always a comeback. But what saves you is the anointing. Give the Lord a clap of hands. What saves you is the anointing. Amen. It's a story of a deacon who likes playing, a deacon of a church. And there was this time that they were going to do deliverance. And they laid hands, and he also came to lay hands. And when they were praying, the unclean spirit in the person came out like a serpent. So God opened the eyes of one of the brothers praying for the demoniac. And the brother saw that deacon that laid the hands, the serpent came out from the person and moved on the person, on the deacon's hands, and went to wrap itself on the neck of the deacon. So when they were praying, they were not hearing the voice of the deacon anymore. So then one of the brothers said, I saw a spirit came out like a snake and came around the neck of the deacon. So let's pray for the deacon. Somebody that was going to help is now needs help because he's not anointed. When they were praying, they realized his neck started getting swollen. They have to rush him to the hospital. Why? Because he's not anointed. Are you there with me? I remember one time I was somewhere driving demons out of town. Deliverances, healings and all that. You can ask my wife, is here, she will tell you. Somewhere 2020, February, I remember. My wife and I had serious issue at home. It was like to be dead, the marriage would have broken. Dead, and the dead was the anointing. After that, when I'm going out to go and drive, she knows what to do. She knows what to do at home. She knows what to do. Now she has become prophetess straight. If you are not anointed, demons will come after you. The reason the Bible says you will trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you, is because an anointing is sitting on your life. Without the anointing, you suffer casualties. So checking yourself, when there are moments where some things must be pushed back, if you know you are not standing well, brother, advise yourself. Don't go and do anything heroic. Now I'm a hero. Is somebody there with me? Are you still there? I remember many years ago, I think I shared this thing with you. Those times that we're believing God for breakthrough. Anyone who has a problem, Daniel will be there to pray. Because after prayer, some 20 cities for TNT. Sometimes we carry black polythene back. And so, man of God, I want to give you this, but there's no polythene. So I came with polythene. I came prepared. He said, hey, man of God, I saw, I polythene. So you can't say that you want to give me something, but because you don't have a polythene at all. Those days after praying for people at night, something will come and hold my neck on the bed. I'll see myself gasping for breath. We're anointed, but we're not very anointed. Are you getting my point? This anointing coming upon you, you cross every line of limitation. No demon can be able to oppress you in the name of Jesus. Every sickness or stroke protected against you because of the anointing, it shall go back to the sender. Every spirit of shame knocking on your door, it shall go back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The anointing reveals that God himself is with you. Amen. To be anointed simply means to be set apart and made holy for God's assignment. When it says somebody is anointed, it means that God himself has set you apart. Among a lot of people, he called you out and said, sit on this role. And God, by the anointing, has made you holy. Hello? When you are anointed, it is your spirit that is anointed, not your body. Your spirit is what? Anointed, not your body. Hello? So, you cannot smell anointing. You cannot see it as a sign of somebody unless you also have the Holy Spirit to discern that this individual carries an anointing. Those who are genuinely anointed, you can see them at the roadside. You can easily bypass them. Because anointing comes with so much simplicity. Is somebody here with me at all? Or are you still there? So when God anoints you, it means that he has set you apart, made you holy for his assignment. One thing I want you to understand is that the devil cannot touch a holy thing. Anything that is holy cannot be touched by the devil. When God anoints you, he, through the anointing, makes you a holy individual. It means that you are consecrated. You are put aside for God's use. So you become untouchable. Are you hearing me? So the devil cannot touch a holy thing. Hello? Like the way God cannot touch a sinful thing. God cannot look upon sin. That is why when Jesus carried our sin on the cross, the Father turned his back to his own son. Then Jesus said, my father, why have you forsaken me? God forsook his own son because the son carried you and I, our sin upon him. And God cannot look at sin. Hello? Hello? So when you are anointed, you are the holy vessel of God. I'm not talking about the sins that you commit. No. Positionally in God, you are his holy vessel. Are you hearing me? Tell someone and say, I am very holy because of the anointing. Tell the person, you have no idea. I am the anointed of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can touch a church member and there shall not be any consequences following it. But you cannot touch the anointed and God will not react. Not every church member is a church member. Some church members are anointed of the Lord. Are you hearing me? You touch them, God himself will react. Because he said in his word, Psalm 105, 14 and 15. The Bible said, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. He didn't say, touch not my church member. He didn't say, touch not my pastor. But I said, touch not my anointed. It's not every pastor that is anointed. Are you still there? Saying, do not touch my anointed ones. This is the word of God. And do my prophets no harm. Psalms 2 from verse 1. So why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against who? against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Anytime people plan your downfall, because you are anointed, it becomes something for God to laugh about. Because he knows that they don't know what they are doing. Jesus said, they don't know what they are doing. There are some people you touch, you will never go scot-free. You can't. It looks like you go scot-free, it will be visited on your children. You wish that you never gave birth to them. You'll be alive, you are not dead, though. But you'll be seeing consequences of touching the anointed people. I'm telling you, there are people in the workplace. When you say anointed, we're not talking about only preachers, businessmen, footballers. God can anoint people to play football. God can anoint people to become CEOs of companies. I'm talking about you right now. God can anoint people to be musicians. And the Lord said, do not touch those ones. Hello? The person who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in confusion. That's another word for derision. God will have them in what? In confusion. Shout, I am anointed. No, come on, shout, I am anointed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so, to be anointed is different from to be gifted. Many of us are not able to know the difference. You can be a good musician. You can be a good preacher, but you're only gifted. When an individual is anointed, it means that the presence of God is with that person. What did I say? The presence of God is with that person. There are people, they are gifted to prophesy. Prophecy is a gift. Your name is Ekua. You are coming from the fancy land. You marry a pastor. You do it. It's a gift. It's not an anointing. Hello? And the Bible said, the gift of God is without repentance. Which means that when God gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. So people can prophesy and they are not anointed. It takes a spirit person to know that though this person's prophecy is accurate, God is not with him or her. Are you hearing me? To be anointed is different from being gifted. Hello? Hello? That is why in Acts chapter 16, there is a girl who prophesies. When she sees you, she can be able to tell who you are, where you are coming from, where you are going. And the Bible said she made money for her keepers. One day, she saw Peter and Co., Paul and Silas. And she's been prophesying, these are genuine servants of God. Listen to them. These are true men of God. Listen to them. And all the things that this lady says is true. But the Bible said that Paul was vexed in his spirit and commanded the demon to come out from her. Because by the spirit of divination, even the spirit of Leviathan, you can prophesy. And Leviathan is a spirit in the sea. It's like a crocodile. Or Poseidon. We are not into demonology. Like I'll blow your mind. By spirit called Leviathan, you can prophesy. I saw one time I was talking to my pastors. There's somebody everybody knows as a man of God. But that guy is not a man of God. Because at night, one time I was praying, the Lord took me to a high mountain where he meets with his fellow group people. And he took a serpent and spoke to the serpent and said, spit into my eyes. When the serpent spat into his eyes, he said, that I may see. Then the serpent spat into his mouth. They said, so that when I speak, people will gather. So after doing that for some time, he gave the serpent to one of his friends, and that friend gave him something like a chameleon. It looks like a crocodile, but it's able to change itself. The friend removed the thing from the back of his neck. The crocodile was buried in his skin, and the tail was showing at his neck. So he held the tail and pulled it out and gave it to his friend. What people do just to survive, you have no idea. Hello? This person I'm talking about. Oh, let me leave that side. So he gave this. So when they were granting this supposed man of God interview on TV, he said it. And one of my pastors like recorded that side. He said, as for me, I'm like a chameleon. No matter what you do to me, I know how to change. He said, well, you see, it sounds like parable or phrase, but he means it. Bible didn't say we are chameleons. Say we are either lions or lamb. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Amen. There's a brother in this church. When he came, I was talking to him about God's mind for his life. Then he told me that his mother took him to a palm reader. And when the palm reader, he said the things I'm telling him, the palm reader told him the same thing. But the palm reader added that he is not fit to guide him in life. So he should look for a man of God that will guide him. I'm telling you, people can tell you things and it is so true and deep. But it is not of the Spirit. The Spirit that you know, the Holy Spirit, is not of him. Are you hearing me? They speak. The people who are here, some people are here, they've gone deep in life. They'll tell you that these things that pastor is saying is true. By the spirit of divination, they met us. Go ahead, verse 17. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Is what she says, is it not true? Go ahead, verse 18. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. So you can be gifted. But we have to check whether you are anointed. Because the anointing is what will tell us whether God is with you. Give the Lord a clap of him. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Oh, are you still there? Amen. You should be able to tell the difference. Whether this is just gift, or this is gift plus anointing. Or else you'll be at a place that God is not. You walk with people who God is no longer with them. And where God is not present, life is a life hates vacuum. Where God is absent, a different spirit will be there. Hello? When God left Saul, Bible said a demon, an evil spirit from the Lord came and tormented him. 1 Samuel 16:14. Once God leaves the life of somebody, I pray that God will never leave you. Amen. I say, I pray that God will never leave you. Amen. Bible said, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. And a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Amen. So he became distressed when the Holy Ghost departed. He is still king, sitting on the throne, but God is no longer with him. That is how come when some people want to fight, you check whether they have the Spirit of God in them. If they don't have the Spirit of God, don't even bother yourself to fight them, because they are fighting a battle that they'll lose anyway. They'll do what? They'll lose anyway. Amen. Because you cannot fight against the anointed and God will not react. That's why I can tell that you are not alone. God is with you. He's going to help you through and through. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord. A distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. From the Lord troubled him. Amen. Can we continue? You don't like this preaching? Amen. So I pray that God will give you discernment and a discerning of spirit to be able to tell. Praise be to God. Because we live in times that are very, 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 very. Amen. Even the devil himself was one time an anointed cherub. Hello. Ezekiel 28 verse 13 to 15. But he lost the anointing, but he has not lost his gift. Hello. A cherub is a heavenly creature that has four faces. One part of the face is a lion. Another part is an eagle. Another part is what? Man. And another part is ox. And the assignment of cherubim or cherub is to guard the holiness domain of God. They protect the holiness domain of God. They have four wings. And under each of the wing, there is something like the hand of a man. Look at the things that protect us. Then you are scared. You shouldn't be scared now. Amen. The kind of angels that follow you, you should never be scared in life. It's because you don't know God well. But from today, your eyes will be open. Amen. The devil was one time anointed. But he lost the anointing. But he still has his gifts. The Bible said, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise. Is it turquoise? Turquoise. Thank God. Turquoise. And emerald with gold. Some of you consult this for your wedding colors. The workmanship of your timbers and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Another version will tell you that pipes were created in him. Timbers were created in him. So when Satan moves in heaven, it's music. When he turns his neck, it's music. Every part of him is music. Very powerful guy. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of very stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. What is the iniquity? Verse 17 is the iniquity. 17 says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. He became proud because it looks like he's different from majority of the created beings in heaven. And he felt that he needed a different kind of treatment. That he has to be treated differently. Why do you mix me with others? No, I am different, man. I have pipes in me. I have timbrels in me. I need special treatment. Pastor, when you are calling people's name, call my name separately. Don't add me to them. His heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. In other words, these are some of the things that can cause you to lose the anointing. When pride enters into your heart, there's a high chance that God is going to leave you. Because God cannot stand proud people. God cannot stand what? Proud people. He said in the book of James, the Bible said, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Shout, I receive grace to be humble. When people are talking to you, listen to the bedrock of what they are saying. Sometimes it's pride. They are too proud to say sorry. They are too proud to admit that they've not done it well. They are too proud to sit with you or by you in Trotro. How they see themselves. Though they are in Trotro, in their head, they are in an aeroplane. Pride. Pride. God cannot stand proud people. He can't. Because of pride, I always tell you, he made King Nebu to spend 7 years in the bush to purge him. Because of pride. God cannot stand proud people. My pastor told me many years ago, he said, don't help somebody who is poor but proud. He said that it is God who has kept them there. Your help cannot lift them up. A poor person, a person is proud. Have you met any before? Oh my God. They are poor with swag. He said, never help them. Hallelujah. So the devil was an anointed person, but he lost the anointing. Because the presence of God is not with him. but he still has the gifts. Praise be to God. When you are anointed, it means God has set you apart. He has made you holy for a specific assignment. When you are holy, anything you touch must become holy. Amen. After God rejected Saul as king, God looked through the land and found David, and he instructed Samuel to fill his horn with oil, like the scripture we read. And God asked him to anoint David as king. Without the anointing, David cannot sit on the throne as king. I pray that fresh anointing will come on you. Amen. What the anointing does is that it qualifies you for what no one has ever been in your family. What nobody has done. The one who shouted amen, let it be your portion. Amen. The anointing qualifies you to begin to see money nobody has seen in your family. You begin to give birth to very smart children. Because I told you that someone called me and said, Pastor, I have laid my hands on my son. Please pray through the phone. Because when I send him pepper, he goes to buy charcoal. Hello. You give birth to very brilliant children. The anointing does that one also. Because in your family, hey, 4 plus 4, 44. Like, it looks like nothing is working. But because of the anointing, things work in your life. Shout, I am anointed. Amen. Because the oil entered into the house of Jesse. Though David was not there, the anointing spoke for him. The anointing, the prophet asked, is there no other son of yours? So there is one. He's at the backside of the desert. Then the prophet said, we are not going to sit down until he comes. In that family, nobody regarded him. But the anointing gave him a voice even in his absence. So that in the place people are conspiring against you, in that place you see favor. I say you see favor. I say you see favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I told you a story about a man of God who I was privileged to be on his billboard in town. And some pastors, not all of them, some of them called, why are you putting this guy on a billboard? We knew you before he knew you. How come you are putting on a billboard? Then he said, because of what these people have said, he said, man of God, I'm going to put you on a billboard, whether you are preaching for me or not, any program that I have, I'll put you on a billboard. I believe that the anointing was speaking in my absence. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. In the place where people want to destroy your image, may God give you favor. May the anointing speak for you. May he make a seat for you. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. In your absence, the anointing will speak. The anointing takes you from nothing and sets you above nobles. A guy who was in the wilderness, who was a nobody. Hey, something is coming upon you. You look like a nobody, but God will set you above your competitors. God will set you above your competitors. God will set you above your competitors. Shout amen to the word of God. May that anointing come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible said that when the oil was poured on David, the spirit of the Lord rushed upon him. So the physical tool needed to unlock the spiritual dimension of God on David's life was the oil. Hello? Something as simple as the oil, God said, fill your horn with oil. Go and anoint that guy. The moment you anoint him, I will come upon him. Hello? So the token or the oil is the token necessary to bring down the Holy Ghost. Are you still there? The oil in a bottle, someone lift up, just lift up one, but let me show you something. You see the oil in this oil in this bottle, it is useless. It has no power. There is nothing in it. But the moment we pray on this oil, the Spirit of God will breathe upon it. And then it shall unlock dimensions of the supernatural. Are you hearing me at all? Or are you still here? This oil is nothing. When you take this oil right now without prayer, you pour it on the ground, you are just worrying the ground. It will do nothing. But the moment we pray on it, it becomes a tool of the supernatural. Are you there with me? It will begin to break yokes, ancestral curses, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still there? What makes the oil powerful is the Spirit of God. So when the Spirit of God comes on it, that's when we call it anointing oil or holy oil, because the presence of the Spirit of God has come upon it. So it's no longer natural. So you can use it to fry egg and fibroid will disappear. Are you hearing me? Because the Spirit of God is on the oil. There are certain assignments of the anointing, three of them, and then we close. Number one is that the anointing oil is the breaker of yokes and remover of burdens. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 is the breaker of what? Yokes, then the remover of burdens. There are many of you hearing the sound of my voice. Taking care of your family is a pressure on your shoulder. But hear me, when the anointing comes on you, you will be asking for more people to take care of. Because the burden will become too light, because God is going to empower you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're going to pay the school fees of people. You're going to pay hospital bills. You're going to pay rent. God is going to empower you in the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass. Can we already go? Give the Lord a clap offering. The oil that the anointing has come upon, it shall take away the burden off your shoulder. When God opens your eyes, you see that some people are seated, they are carrying the burden of their families. Their prayer is that their mother will not be rushed to the hospital. Because where they are right now, when something happens to their sibling, they cannot take care of them. Their prayer, God, don't let any emergency situation happen. So when they pick the call of their parent, or the first thing they ask that, are you okay? Is everything okay? So everything is fine. Say, okay, you can now talk. Because the burden on their shoulder, but God is going to take that burden away. God is going to empower you. You just tell the devil, you can bring it on, baby. You can bring it because you are ready for every arrow. May that be your portion. And now we speak to the days ahead of you. Every emergency situation that the enemy has shot ahead of you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we command it to go back to the sender. Let it go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, we cancel accident. We cancel stroke. We cancel diabetes. We cancel every emergency situations. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. When you look at the life of David carefully, David had a yoke of rejection in his life. His own brothers didn't accept him. Why? Because the father gave birth to him with another woman who was not considered a Jew. So they don't add him to the family. So the guy was suffering rejection. And then he was carrying the burden of the negative consequence of his parent. He didn't ask the parent to do what they did. He's suffering the consequence. Hello? Anywhere you go, they tell you that your great-grandfather has done something, has sold the family wealth for long life. That's why you are suffering. But the Bible says that it shall come to pass in that day that the fathers will not eat sour grape and the children's teeth will be set on edge. In other words, you will not suffer parental consequences. Are you hearing me? Whatever thing they have done because of the anointing, it shall not come close to you. Every curse that runs in your bloodline Because of the anointing, you are disconnected from that curse. You are disconnected from that curse. You are disconnected from that curse. In the name of Jesus. Say, when people marry your family, at most 5 years, they must come back home. I prophesy, you are breaking that yoke. You are breaking that curse. In the name of Jesus. So, as for this family, we don't live long. Pastor, as for 61 years, you must go. I declare you break family line limitations. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, as for this family, people go to school. But what is called job, they don't have. I told you one time, a relative of mine called me and said, now we know that you are a man of God. We thank God for your life. But this family, there is no greatness. I said, minus me. Say, why are you shouting? I said, minus me. Minus me. I'm not part. This family, they live long. They have gray hair. Tenants. Hello? They serve God very well. But I'm telling you, I'm not bragging. God is my witness. None of them drive. They don't. They don't sit in airplanes. They are caretakers in other people's houses. But because of the anointing, I'm not part. I don't know about you, but I am not part. I'm not part of that history. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. Clap your hands. What is called rise and fall? It is there. So the person was recounting to me what happens in the family. None of them have been to the university. I think I told you. None of them. Until some of us broke through, then certain cousins started going to the university. You are a line crosser. I say you break every barrier. Receive that anointing and capacity. In the name of Jesus, shout and receive the anointing. Hey, you don't know what the anointing does. The guy was suffering rejection. That is why he was forgotten when the prophet came to the house. He took the prophet to ask, is there no other person in this house? Say, yeah. We now remember, he's taking care of the sheep. He said, go and bring him. When he came, he said, have I not chosen you as the Lord's anointed? Have I not chosen you? And the oil came upon him, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Because of that, somebody who was rejected, they must love him by force. Hello? The parental curse, it was broken right. I pray for you that fresh oil will come upon you. Let it come upon you. In the name of you. Clap your hands to the word of God. The second assignment of the anointing oil, it defeats new levels of enemies who have demonic backings. I'm telling you, you will not see certain enemies until you are anointed. 2 Samuel chapter 5, 17 to 21. There are enemies you will not see until the Lord Jesus promotes you in life. Hallelujah. Look at it. The Bible said, now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Do you know that there are people, there are some people, they know you better than you know yourself. Before your promotion will come, they call you and congratulate you. Say, how do you know? So, we know. Because they monitor your life. This anointing that is coming upon you today, it will cause certain reactions. Hear me? Some of your friends can turn overnight to become your enemy because of the anointing coming on you. What is coming on you is heavy. The Bible said when the Philistines heard it, they march on to look for David. Not to congratulate him, but to kill him. But the Philistines also went. Okay, good. Now when the Philistines, okay, verse 18. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. They were looking for him. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. Verse 20. So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. By the anointing on your life, you defeat every enemy. Hear me, the father you are anointed as if people will not confront you. People will do things against you. But at the end of the day, I say, by the end of the day, you will come out better than them. Amen. Say amen. I say, you will come out better than them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, he called the name of the place Baal Perazim. Verse 21, I think the last verse. And they left their images there. These images mean they are idols. When the Philistines go to battle, they don't go to battle with muscles. They go with their idols. But because he defeated them, they left their idols there. And David and his men carried them away. their idols couldn't help them. It's because of this. That's why when Goliath met David, Bible says he cursed David by his idols, 7 of them. Hello? The people who fight against you, they don't fight against you because you are favored in the office. They fight against you because they can see your anointing. Your anointing irritates them. They cannot do some things in the office because you are present there. That's why they are pushing for you to be transferred. They are pushing for you to lose your job. But I declare any attempt against you after today, let them go down before you. I said, let them go down before you. May they be put to shame because of the anointing on your life. The last one is that the anointing oil is an instrument to release judgment against your enemies. Jeremiah 19, 10 and 11, the King James Version. Jeremiah 19, 10 to 11. Hallelujah. We are closing. It says, then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with you. This midnight, you'll be breaking one of the bottles. And what will he do? Verse 11. And shall say unto them, thou sayest the Lord of hosts, even so will I break these people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet till there be no place to bury. You don't understand. Anyone who has taken your life as a contract, say, Daniel, you'll be put to shame. Daniel, you bow your head. Daniel, you fall. Daniel. The Lord said, when you break the bottle, they shall be buried. And if there are many, there shall not be room to bury them. Mafia. Hello? Did you see verse 10? Take us back to verse 10. So it's pastor that has written it. Then shall thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with you. Breaking bottle is spiritual. It's scriptural. Hello? And then the people that always mention your name, Daniel, 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 they shall perish. So when they perish, you will be free. Did you hear that? Anyone chanting your name, midnight, daytime. Some people make themselves naked. Some people sit on the ground naked, chanting your name. As we break this bottle this midnight, let them go down. I say, let them go down in the name of Jesus. I shared it with you, I think, during the Friday where they wonder. A woman that I know was mentioning my name, and she was pouring her urine like libation and was cursing me. Midnight, my spirit got out from my body. I saw her, and when she speaks, the thing was coming above me like a concrete. And I find myself speaking the word of God. I heard myself said, I'm seated with Christ Jesus, far above principalities, powers, and curses. The moment I said that, the thing that was forming like a concrete became powder. It just fell down and became powder. I know her. Pouring her urine like libation. Pronouncing curses. I don't know who is chanting your name. I don't know who is chanting. There are people who are just waiting for you to fall. There are some people, they have said some things. That's why they cannot like your things on social media. Because the things they said, the things they have done, waiting for confirmation about your falling. If you fall, that is when they will find relief. I sit on the altar of God. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Let their skin fall on their own heads. Every piece they have done for you, may they be buried in that pit. Anyone who has bought your coffin, let them be buried in that same coffin. Any arrow they have shot against your heart, against your loved ones, against your loved ones, let the arrow go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the anointing of God, we reverse the battle. Let the battle go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, we declare the peace of God over your life, over your family. In the name of Jesus, we declare your new season, your new open door, your next level. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, your marriage is released, your children are released, your financial destiny is released. Anywhere you have been tied up for this Christmas and this wickedness, I declare you are untied. We untie you, 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 we untie you. In the name of Jesus, anything of yours that has been bound, your promotion that has been bound, your traveling does not have been bound, we declare by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that let it be untied right now. We lose your miracle, we lose your contract, we lose your customers. When you clap your hands, grace is looking to you. We pray for you in the name of Jesus. The injunction and the curses that have been pronounced over your life, we speak through the blood of Jesus that it is nullified. It is nullified. It is nullified. It is nullified. In the name of Jesus, you are taking steps forward. You see progress. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands and shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah. Anyone who pointed an accusing finger at you and brought battles into your life, every day of your life you keep fighting. You see, you are so restless. It looks like battles will not be over in your life. But today, because of the anointing oil, we call every battle in your life to come to an end. Your amen is, let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. For there is time for everything. There is time for war. There is time for peace. We usher you into your season of peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, clap your hands and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Psalm 51, 11 and verse 12. Psalm 51, 11 verse 12. Psalm 51, 11 and 12. He said, this is David praying. He said, cast me not away from your presence. Do you see that? The presence of God. And take not your Holy Spirit from me. Anytime David will pray, he's not praying for his car to be intact. He's praying for the Holy Spirit, because he knows that once he has the Holy Spirit, every other thing will stay put. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Want to pray to God, God, there is something you don't want to lose, and that thing is His Holy Spirit. You want to tell God, God, I need the Holy Spirit. You want to say, Lord Jesus, release. Let me sense His presence. Let me teach me how to love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Tell God that you need the Holy Spirit like never before. Tell Holy Spirit that come closer to me. Help me in my walk with you. Show me how to love you. Open your mouth and pray. If there is anything you need, it's the friendship of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing, no relationship more important. Talk to God right now. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Shada da 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 da. There is no anointing greater than the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Say, God, it's a long time I have sensed you. It's a long time I have sensed you in my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to walk with you, to have fellowship with you. Tell God, show me how to love you. Show me how to love you. Show me how to love you. Go ahead and pray. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Somebody pray. Somebody pray.
And renew a right
spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to succeed. You need the Holy Spirit to keep winning in the affairs of life. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you as a church. We need you as a family. We need you as individuals. We came this far because of you. We need a richer relationship with you. Holy Spirit, our hands are lifted.
The joy of thy salvation.
Fill our hearts. Fill our minds. Fill our soul with your presence. Somebody pray to God. Mind Ololoshaya.
Pass me not away.
Lirondo Mokia Nala Messiah. Rain Diria Kabora Nado Shendele Maria Taya. Gloria Sande Mokia Talabaye. Loma Kabori and Talabaria Kabaya.
To me.
Shay Marandia Tora.
The joy of thy salvation.
We are Mandala Maria and Alaba.
And you were right speaking. We are
Gosha Telemori and I.
Cast me not away from your presence.
La Maria, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit.
To me,
Shadia Talamayanda.
The joy of thy salvation.
Fill our hearts.
And
fill our minds with your presence.
Restore to me the joy of thy salvation.
And renew a right spirit.
With your two hands lifted. When the Holy Spirit is in your life, one deposit is the joy of God in your heart. Another deposit is the peace of God that transcends understandings. Will be evidence in your life. If there's anybody you need for the next level of your life, is the Holy Spirit. Because we are nothing without the Holy Spirit. You want to say, Father, fill my heart with your Spirit. Fill my mind. When the Holy Spirit makes a major entrance into your heart, the arrow of stroke, diabetes, fever, every form of bondage will give way. Because the master has made entrance into your life. I don't know about you, but there are many people here who have lost touch with the Holy Spirit. But this is the time. You don't want to look at anybody standing beside you. Say, Father, you are my maker. Make my life your home. Come and stay in my life. Fill my heart, fill my mind, fill my soul. I need you, Holy Spirit of God. Somebody pray. Pray to God. We need you, Father. We need you, Spirit Divine. Yes, another touch.
Another.
Go ahead and pray.
Another.
We need you, Spirit Divine.
Another.
Make your way into our lives.
Touch.
Fill our hearts.
Touch all.
Fill our minds. Saturate our lives with your presence.
Another.
Oh.
Another.
Hey.
Another. Touch of your another.
Yes,
another.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Touch,
we need you, Lord. Next prayer before we pray over the oil. Anyone you have in your heart who has ever hurt you, this is the moment to let go. I want to say, Father, I let go of this person in my heart. Person has hurt me, caused me pain, but I forgive them. And as you do that, there's a new chapter that is going to open for you, greater than where you are right now. Pray to God that, God, I release them out of my heart. I forgive them. I pardon them. Go ahead and talk to God. The Lord is ministering to me that if they can let go, I will do something marvelous in their lives. Go ahead and pray. Tell God, you let go. You let go. You let go. Anyone who has hurt you, taking advantage of you, cost you pain, stolen your years, tell God you are letting go right now. You are letting go right now. Show Marandeosa Lerianta La Maria Kabaya. I send the power of God in this place. The presence of God is in this place. Anyone who has hurt you so bad, taking advantage of you, stolen your years, stole your money, reduce you, spoke evil of you, damage your reputation, tell God I let go. Hey, somebody pray. Tell God I let go. I forgive them. I pardon them. I pardon them. I forgive them. I take them out of my heart so that I can receive you, Father. Tell God I let them go. I let them go. I set them free from my heart. Oh, Shabiandayosa. There is healing in the church. There are deliverances here. There are breakthroughs. Testimonies are being released right now. Oh, Randabo Shandaya. Weya Karababaria Somaria Taya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift up your two hands. Now, Father, we take authority against every unclean spirit that took advantage of your people all these years. You foul spirit from hell, you have eyes to see, you have ears to hear. Your assignment over God's people today is over in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You foul spirit that brings sickness, you bring delay, denials, disappointment, shame. Every assignment of yours, in the name of Jesus, it is over right now. You spirit of depression, you spirit of waywardness, backwardness, you spirit of accident, fear, violence, we take authority against you. Let loose of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Any spirit assigned to frustrate the finances, the reward of God's people. Leave God's people alone now. Go back to where you are coming from. Your assignment is over. Your assignment is over. Your assignment is over. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we release your healing upon your people. We release better days. We speak and we prophesy the release of their financial reward, their promotion, the release of their contract. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God is touching people right now. He's touching people right now. He's touching people right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Celebrate God right now. Amen. Please take one of the oils and open it and lift it up. Please open it and lift it up. Thank you. Kindly open it and lift it up. Can you lift it up? Can you lift it up? Barbara, you don't have oil? You have oil, okay. Can you lift it up? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that by the lifting of the oil, every burden will be taken away and every yoke shall be broken. This is ordinary oil. Father, breathe upon this oil. Let your life-giving spirit enter into this oil. As we appropriate it, we bring an end to yokes and burdens. In the name of Jesus, this oil shall be a standard against all forces of darkness that have been sent against us. Let the oil of God, once it comes upon our life, begin to react against evil and respond to good. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by this oil we bring an end to the old chapters of our lives. We access new dimensions in God. Reward, prosperity, power, grace, open doors, long life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that anything that has been held in a pipeline by a demonic entity, anyone who has been promised many times and have been failed, by the appropriation of this oil, we release the reward of your people. Amen. Let every promise be fulfilled. Amen. Let appointment letters be released. Amen. Let contract be released. Amen. Let money be released. Amen. Let children be released. Amen. Let marriages be released. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Traveling doors, academic exploits, let them be released in the name of Jesus. As we appropriate this oil, let the headache to parents, let it be rolled away. Amen. Let us have the means, Father, to secure our own homes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, you provide daily needs and you provide supernatural needs. We thank you because many other things you will do to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You want to touch the oil and anoint your head. This is how you do it. Your index, this your thumb. Good. Your thumb, use it to touch the oil. Anoint. You see, when a child is born, it's like the child breathes through the head. You know that part? Good. Then you touch that place. I am anointed with fresh oil. In Jesus' name. Amen. Kindly take the second one. The second one, don't open it. The second one is what you break at 12 midnight. Yeah. Kindly lift it up for prayer. Can you lift it up for prayer? Are you ready? Father, give us 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. It is a righteous thing before God to trouble them that trouble you. I want us to read the scripture. Based on that scripture, I will pray. The Bible said, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay tribulation to those who trouble you. Did you see that? Can you give it to us in another version? Quickly. In his justice, he will pay back those who persecute you. Another version. It is a fair decision, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with distress and affliction those who distress and afflict you. Another rendition. It says that God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. Lift it up. Father, we stand on the efficacy of your word. And we speak upon this token of oil. And as we appropriate it this midnight, we summon every enemy of your children that keep troubling them and are sworn before altars and men that as long as they live, your people will suffer. But your word declares that to subvert a man in his course, you do not approve of it. Therefore, by the appropriation of this token, we declare the enemies of our souls, those who wish for our downfall, those who are planning for our heads to be bowed in shame, as we break this token of battle, let their mischief come upon their own heads. In the name of Jesus, those who have bought coffin waiting for our demise, in that same coffin they shall be buried. As we appropriate the token of this battle, we declare your counsel and your judgment. That let the afflicter be afflicted. Let the stopper be stopped. Let the joker be choked. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he that has lifted a sword against your people, let the sword pierce your own heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as we break this bottle this midnight, let the angel of judgment execute your judgment against the enemies of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, any malam, any juju man, any altar that has received pictures, clothes, sandals, shoes, hair, fingernails of your people, we declare, let the altars give up on those things. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever place their names are written, those whose items have been buried, their school certificates, their money, their next level, we declare as we bless these bottles, let those things be assumed. Let them be uncovered in the name of Jesus. As we appropriate this token, every household wickedness, anyone in the family destroying lives, anyone hiding destroying lives, let them be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let their powers crash in the name of Jesus. Any part in any family house drinking blood, bringing sicknesses, by the angel of judgment, let that pot break. In the name of Jesus, anyone sitting on the glory of your people, their time and assignment is over. By the appropriation of this token, let freedom come to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for victory. We thank you for the turnaround. In Jesus' name, amen. Put it down, give the Lord a call.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.